Ta-da! Got the new fucking reflector up. Couple of photos in there for you. Oh, fuck. I'll make this a quick trip. Oh, fuck. Just right there, crawly fucking teeny tiny little trip. So that's a new reflector. It's not super fucking, it's not super fucking duper brilliant, but it's not fucking bad, you know. Because I'm like that fucking, I'm tired and I say fuck, you know, a lot. Because unlike that big piece of paper or a bit of white cotton, you know, little rectangular cotton over the mirror, you know, this is a permanent installation and it allows me to retain use of the rear view vision mirror, you know. And although it's very bright down here, because that's the way the light goes, the reflected light means that you can also see me well enough, you know. And so I can get good. The light also doesn't, the thing itself blocks the light from hitting the windscreen directly, which is a huge improvement. Kind of, you know. And it's not as good as not having any light on at all, because there's things bouncing around in the dark, you know. This is Australia. There's things bouncing around in the dark, and it's not as good as having the fucking light off. But it's not bad, you know what I mean? If you sit on a, say, 40 k's an hour, you know, and keep your eyes open, that's passable, you know? So, yeah, all round, that's a good thing. And I think the main benefit of this is that rather than just going, oh, I don't know what to do, oh, it's all so hard, oh, my fucking brain hurts, oh, doesn't work, is that the main benefit, or the virtue of this lesson, is it keep doing it till you get it fucking right, you know? If that doesn't work, change fucking what you got. Change it. And so now I started off with a car with a really piss poor cabin light. You know, like little 2.5 watt Festoon light globe, you know? 12 volt. Now I've got a super bright light, which lights up the whole fucking cabin space, you know, seats. You know, and now because of that little reflector, it blocks you know, half the dashboard, and it blocks light to the fucking going forward, and it blocks light to the top of the dashboard. It's not terribly fucking rotten, but, you know, it's pretty good. So I could do with a little bit of refinement, but this is what I had at the time, and because it's a new fucking setup, I can see, well, that's nearly fucking right. That's nearly fucking perfect, you know what I mean? That's nearly, right now it's brilliant. So that's good. Because there's all these little differences, little changes, little alterations, different positions, you know, all this sort of stuff, you know. Right now, it's kind of at the point where I could say that's about as good as it's going to get. And I could fuck with it a bit more, you know. But it's kind of like pretty fucking good as is, you know. And, yeah. So here we are sitting on about 30, 40 k's an hour. Yeah. Well, the feature of tonight's fucking talk is that I wanted to get a geologist's rock pick, right? And apparently the sort of best ones you can sort of get, and I'm not talking about the best, but you obviously know it when you've bought Chinese shit and it's just fucking garbage. You know, made by fucking morons who put crap onto the market and no one ever buys it. Brand again, you know, and then you get the really good stuff, you know, irrespective of where it's made, be it fucking China, the USA, or fucking Germany, or some other, or Australia. Australia makes some of the best stuff in the world, you know, it actually is, you know, but, yeah. But, you know, sort of good geologist picks are sort of, they're hard to sort of get because they're not very fucking common, right? They're not very common at all. But brick hammers and their ability to sort of have a square little hard end on one side and a sort of a flat little bit of a blade on the other fucking side of the head, they're made for hitting hard fucking ceramics, you know, and fracturing the ceramics, and I don't know the true hardness of all the different bricks, but there are bricks that are pretty soft, and if you hit them with a hammer, they just bust into fucking pieces, because they're mostly sand with very little clay, you know, they've got low sort of cooking temperatures, you know. Then you get the fully vitrified bricks, which are a clay composition, and they have a little bit of sand and all this other sort of shit mixed in with them, but they're very fucking hard. They fire them at a high temperature, nearly up there, nearly towards the melting point, you know, or the softening point, and these are like sort of stoneware sort of bricks, and so I guess that the brick hammers are made for doing, you know, you don't get many very soft fucking bricks anymore, but they're mostly, you know, factory made and very hard, you know. So given that the brick hammers are made for this sort of shit, it's better to not see my reflection inside the mirror. Well, I can. I'm not able to see a really good view of what's behind me, but I can see, you know, things like headlights and shit coming up behind me. That's okay, you know what I mean? So, yeah, what I did is I initially planned, you know, because I'm a bit, you know, there's a lot to think of and there's a lot to remember and there's a lot to know and all this sort of stuff, and I'd forgotten the little details that, you know, geologists' hammers have a pick type side, but it doesn't come to a fucking fine point. It doesn't come to a very fine fucking point. It comes to a lot like a long, slow taper, and then a very fucking coarse pyramid type point, right? So I originally did the fucking marking out for a sharp point. Then I actually got to see. Oh, the whistling window. And then I got to actually handle a proper geologist pick that had just a terrible fucking handle on it, you know. And I said, this is fucking crap. This is just kind of designed. The handle on it says it's. You can't have fucking shit. You can't have, it might have been a really good alloy steel in the head, or it might have been kind of fucking just shitty, you know what I mean? I don't know. But the dead giveaway was that the handle was of a very poor sort of quality, you know what I mean? There's just shapes and fucking things, and I thought, that's just going to give you blisters, you know? You've got to scrape it out and fucking shape, reprofile the handle and all this sort of shit. And I thought, well, you know, the brick hammer, the really good brick hammer, is about $34 or something, $26 or whatever. And the really shit, you know, the geologist pick was just fucking garbage, you know. And, well, it wasn't absolute garbage, but the handle was made for, you know, someone who's like, say, 5'4" and has really tiny hands, and it's just shit. It's a shit handle. You've got to have good handles on your tools, you know. So I'd originally designed to marked it out to put the point on it, and then after I'd seen the fucking layout, then I went, nah, you need that. You can't have a very, very fine fucking point, you know. You got to have a tapered, don't wander all over there. You got to have a fine taper, and then go to a very fucking tough kind of pyramid point. And so I've done two sets of marking outlines. One was to a very fine point, and then one was to a wider point. And then that you can reprofile that down into a pyramid kind of a point, you know. And, yeah, so I redid the whole damn thing, and, a little bit new to shaping hammerheads like that, you know, and, but what I did, here's a vehicle. Now that was taking the intersection that I just passed. Or is that the light shining through the trees as it coming to the corner? So what I did is I marked it out so you got a wider fucking end, you know, to the taper, rather than a chisel kind of an end, you know, like that sort of thing, you know what I mean? And so I cut it out, and then I thought, well, this is okay, this is not bad, it's not, I don't think the rocks really give a fuck about technical and cosmetic fucking appearances and absolute accuracy and all this sort of stuff, you know what I mean? You know, where you're grinding it like a surgical fucking blade, But we'll put a fucking evil my whistling window. And so what I did is I marked it out again and I cut it, and then I looked at what I'd done and all the grinding and cutting and all this sort of shit, and I thought, that's not bad, but you know, I don't think the rock's really fucking mined, you know, if it's a bit skew-if. And then I thought, well, I mind, because this is what you got to do when you're dealing with customers. You've got to have standards, you've got to have a really good fucking grind, and it has to be symmetrical, you know what I mean? You know, in some sense it doesn't have to be, but the people who care usually pay attention to detail, you know? And the people who want a good tool, they want to have good alloys, and they want, you know, precise fucking shapes and good, just a really good design. So I took it back to the drawing board, you know, I reprofiled it further, and now it's not absolutely perfect, but it's pretty fucking good. And I thought, that's good enough, you know what I mean? It doesn't, you know, it's like within sort of most manufacturing specifications type symmetrical and accurate and all this other sort of shit, you know what I mean? Plus, I'm kind of coming down with the flu and I don't feel that good, and it was getting cold and dark and all this other sort of shit, and I just thought, oh, yeah, this is good enough, you know what I mean? It's good enough for a manufactured product, and it's good enough, you know, for to show you guys, and because I didn't want to spend, you know, like, time setting up fucking jigs. I didn't want to do it absolutely fucking perfect. This was like, you know, this is close enough, this is accurate, and it's perfect enough. It's okay, you know what I mean? Well, it's not okay, it's pretty fucking good, actually. But, you know, there's no point sort of making a rock pick that's so precise and so accurate that it really is like a straight razor, you know? You don't, it's nice when stuff is like that, but you don't need to have it absolutely fucking accurate, you know. So that's what I wanted to show you tonight, the finished result. It's good, you know. Fuck. So I've been coming down with the flu slightly, you know. The last 4, maybe 5 days, you know, I've been just sort of getting aches in the bones, and my neck's been really fucking sore, and slowly my throat's getting more and more sore, and I feel like, you know, I don't feel like absolute shit, but I've been getting that sort of sensitive to getting a chill kind of fucking stuff, you know what I mean? And my throat's really sore, you know. So yeah, I've done the rock pick, now I've got to go home and get a whole heap of fucking paperwork done. So, yeah, and be honest, guys, you know, and honesty has several meanings, you know, and when dealing with dishonest people, you know, limit your honesty, sometimes, you know, try to be honest and have a clear conscience and, you know, how to live life really well. But, you know, if you got some cunt trying to rob your shop, you know, and the person taking, well, in the olden days, you know, the in the olden days, you know, you had people used to take, you know, the money down the fucking, what is it? People used to, you know, put them, I've seen people do this, and I thought, fuck, if you lived in a city, they'd fucking knife you on the spot in the street, you know what I mean? You know? And some people are just so fucking neat, it says, you know, they put it in a big white bag, you know, a white bag, the day's takings, and on the white bag it says, such and such bank, you know? And then they walk down the fucking main street with it. Complete, oh, I'm going to the bank, so I'm going to put the money in the bank bag, and then I'm going to drive to the, walk down the street to the fucking bank, you know? I've seen people doing that, and I'm thinking, you would have to be so fucking stupid, you know? And anyway, you know, some fucking clown is coming along to rob you and take the day's takings. You know, you say, oh no, shit, no, mate. Sorry, they've already left. They left fucking like nearly 10 minutes ago. But if you run down the street, you might catch them before they get to the bank. You know. Yeah, the boss is a real cunt. You know what I mean? And then you know you drop something on them to take their head, smash their brains out as they're walking out the door, sort of stuff, you know. They got their back turned to you, you know. But yeah. So you know that's an issue of honesty, you know. You be dishonest with dishonest people, you know. Keep your guard up, you know what I mean? But, you know, other than, you know, particular situations where it's necessary to be honest, dishonest, and dishonesty is a good thing in some situations, be honest. Don't play games with people, you know, don't fuck yourself up, you know? Yeah. Yeah, tonight I met another man. We didn't actually say MGTOW to him, but he knew all the fucking bullshit that women get up to, and he was just absolutely dead again. You know, not sort of to the point of any woman continuing to breathe, but you know, he didn't fucking like him at all. If a woman was a fucking idiot, he didn't like them, you know what I mean? But if they were straight down the line, you know, he liked them, he appreciated them as... he appreciated them as people, you know? Yeah, fuck, this flu's like slowly kicking in. So, dear men, yeah, that was good. And, you know, he knew all about how, what cunts women are and all the fucking how they make false accusations, and he just knew all this fucking stuff, you know. And what I'm finding is that this stuff is now such common knowledge amongst men. It's really amazing. It's really good, you know. And I don't think there's like a, you know, I like to wind the fucking bitches up for just being, because a lot of them are despicable cunts. They're just fucking vile human beings here. Liars, cheats, thieves, murderers, fucking gossipers, slanderers, you know, scam artists, all that sort of shit, you know. And you've got to be careful of them. And a lot of men know about all of this sort of stuff. And they know about it back to front, you know. I've got to go, guys.